Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Over $5 million in losses to the agriculture sector from recent heavy rains. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers. Looking to enhance your professional skills and competences with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC Math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance. The Ministry of Agriculture says preliminary estimates show $522 million in losses to the sector caused by the recent flood rains. Minister without portfolio in the Agriculture Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says crops and livestock account for the losses, and an increase in the figure is expected as the ministry carries out additional assessments.
We have $18 million, which we got as a start to see if we can assist those who got damaged. That is with chicken, feed, fertilizer, spray, and seeds that we are going to assist them with.
Affected farmers will receive their well-needed inputs in batches beginning this week. Mr. Hutchinson was speaking with journalists following a tour of sections of Clarendon affected by the heavy rains. More than 100 farmers have been affected in Clarendon, and nearly 200 acres of farmland are still underwater. Major damage has been reported in St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Mary, Portland, Kingston, and St. Andrew.
At this point in time, there is going to be a slight shortage of food, but it's not going to be anything great where we will have to import any stuff. The prices will go up a little bit, but we'll be able to manage.
Minister without portfolio in the Agriculture Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson. The Agriculture Ministry says production will be bolstered on idle government lands to facilitate the replanting of crops, especially cash crops that have been lost. In the meantime, the Ministry will be working closely with the Ministry of Health, the Parish Council, and other stakeholders in a bid to safeguard the health of residents. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Jamaica Castor Industry Association will be hosting a castor growers workshop on Tuesday, May 30, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Jampro's Business Auditorium. Registration begins at 9 a.m. Entry fee $1,000. Spaces are limited. Call 978-7755 or email cnarine@jamprocorp.com to RSVP. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When yellow snake dead, you can measure him. Translation: when a snake dies, you can measure him. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787, to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free, so stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, the dead has no power over the living. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
The
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.